The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. You hear that music? We're going to be talking LSU football right now. The 2025 schedule has come out this evening, and quite an early rough lineup for the Bayou Bengals. They open the season August 30th at Clemson. What a matchup there.
August?
August 30th.
At Clemson.
Yes.
That's a big one. That is a doozy.
You come back in September 6th. Through the 20th, you're at home. You got Louisiana Tech on the 6th. September 13th is hosting Florida. And then September 20th, you got Southeastern. After that, right before bye week, another really tough matchup. September 27th, the Bayou Bengals headed to Ole Miss. After the bye week on October 4th, they'll come back and host South Carolina October 11th, play at Vanderbilt on October 18th. October 25th, the Bayou Bengals will host Texas A&M. November 1st, the typical bye week before, on November 8th, they go to Alabama. Then on November 15th, LSU will host Arkansas. The 22nd, Western Kentucky, and then closing things out with Oklahoma. That's the Bayou Bengals schedule there. And that final game, November 29th at Oklahoma, is a road game too. So like you mentioned to me in the break, Cullen, both seasons now back-to-back going to be closing things out against the Boomasooner.
Is that the new norm, maybe, with the whole, like, SEC? I mean, we're not playing, like, so much of the college football conversation in the last couple of weeks, at least in the last week and a half, has been about scheduling and how you should go about it to result in being that final 12 number. We're not playing Texas. You're not playing Georgia. I mean, you'll play some SEC contenders, and, you know, Vanderbilt, they caused chaos this year. South Carolina caused some chaos for people. Ole Miss beat Georgia. Like, these aren't nobodies. It's still the SEC. But you don't.
And of course, Alabama.
And of course, Alabama is always Oklahoma. But you open with Clemson. They're continuing this trend of opening with these big, big games. Kelly has not fared well in them. The Tigers haven't done well in them. They usually bounce back afterwards. But how many more years? I hate to say it. I'm going to be the voice of reason here. How many more years are we going to come stumbling out of the blocks?
So you'd rather come out with the lesser opponent.
I don't know if I want to do like a beat 'em up 70-0 D2 school or something like that. But I also don't. I don't know how many more years I can take of the gun firing and us tripping out of the starting blocks. I don't want to reuse that imaging, but
doesn't
at the same
time,
set
the tone right for the season.
It doesn't. It sucks when you're pre-ranked at what, like, you know, top 10, and then you're starting behind. Is what I'm saying. Everyone's 1-0 except for you.